Welcome back to the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. I am Kerry Green. I'm a retired pastor, now doing a lot of business type stuff on the internet, and I'm serving as a life and business coach for people who are Christians, people who are Christ followers and want to live out their faith in a way that honors Jesus Christ, but also enables them to build income, build wealth, and impact the world in positive ways for the kingdom of God. If you're interested in that kind of stuff, you can reach out to me at Kerry, C-A-R-E-Y, at livebuildchange.com. But with all that past, let's get on to our morning mindset. I'm talking about what Paul's been teaching in Romans chapters 6, 7, and 8. And we're basically right in the middle of chapter 7. And Paul has been talking about how our identity with Christ now, by virtue of his death on the cross, has freed us from the law. Now, the Old Testament law is what he's talking about. And he begins in verse 7 to make a point of clarification so no one misunderstands. He says, what shall we say? That the law is sin? So he's saying, is the law a bad thing if I'm set free from it now? He says, by no means. He says, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. So he's saying the law is a good thing because it points out to us what sin is and that we are indeed sinners in need of a Savior. So if there hadn't been a law to point out where we were in error, we wouldn't realize we were in error. We wouldn't see our need for Jesus Christ. He says, I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, you shall not covet. And here's where he's going. He says, but sin, this power of sin that has tainted the entire creation, he says, it seized an opportunity through the commandment, and it produced in me all kinds of covetousness. Now, what he's saying here is kind of like the funny story you hear now and then about a kid who's not even thinking about taking a cookie off the counter until his mom says, hey, be sure you don't take a cookie off the counter because we're saving those for when grandma comes over. And then all of a sudden that kid is so hungry for a cookie, he just feels like he's got to have a cookie. It's because the restriction made him aware of the opportunity. And the power of sin that dwells in his mortal body is provoked by prohibitions. It comes alive, you might think of it, whenever there's some restriction put upon it. And so that's what Paul's saying. He's saying apart from the law, sin lies dead. He said he was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and he died. So what he's saying is this. From the moment God gave the first command, way back in the Garden of Eden, to Adam and to Eve, you should not eat of this tree because the day that you eat of it, you'll surely die. There was a restriction. There was a prohibition. And Paul is saying when prohibitions are given, sin sparks to life. And that's exactly what happened. Because with a little nudge from the serpent, the devil in the form of a serpent, those two went over the edge into sin. And he's saying the very commandment that promises life proves to be death for us. The verse 11, for sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me and through it killed me. So the law is holy and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Paul is saying the problem is not the law. The problem is sin that dwells in this earth and it dwells in our physical bodies. Sin comes to life when the commandment is held up before us and shows us the standard by which we are to be judged. But thanks be to God, we're not quite there yet in chapter 7, but Paul tells us that because of our identification with Jesus Christ, we are now free from the law. He's actually already told us that back in chapter 6. So I want you to know today, you are a person who is not under law. You are under grace. You are free to live in the guidance of the Holy Spirit who delights to do the will of God. That is you. That is your identity. Will you join me again for tomorrow's Morning Mindset?